The Ministry of Education and Health has released fresh standard operating procedures aimed at protecting learners, teachers and staff following the Ebola outbreak. The guidelines come at a time when schools across the country are set to reopen for the second term of 2026. Dr. Dennis Mujimba, the Minister of Education spokesperson, says all learning institutions must ensure the availability of hand washing facilities with clean running water and soap at key locations, including entrances, classrooms, dining areas and dormitories. Schools have been directed to enforce mandatory hand washing for every learner, teacher, staff member and visitor upon entry and at regular intervals during the day. The guidelines also advise schools to minimize non-essential gatherings and assemblies. Dr. Ronnie Bahatungire, the Acting Commissioner of Clinical Services, says the Ministry of Health has assigned specific responsibilities to school administrators, teachers and learners to ensure safety.
Already in school, we work with the schools to enhance surveillance during using the nurses that we have at school to keep high on alert for monitoring any event that could be happening therein until otherwise. When we have another risk assessment provided that raises the level of risk that we have in the country, perhaps further communication will come out to this effect, and we won't be able to inform us as a country going forward.